Good morning. Thank you for coming to EMP this morning. My name is Ken. Shall we just start today's session with a prayer, please? Father God, we give you thanks this morning for this opportunity to come together as a family, to come for a time of sharing and time of worship and time of corporate prayer together. We want to acknowledge that your Son is our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we are to lift up, we are to bring glory to this morning. We also want to invite the presence of the Holy Spirit now to come and fill every single corner of this sanctuary, Lord. I pray, Father God, that we'll be connected to the Holy Spirit during our time together this morning and commit the rest of our time unto your hands. In Jesus' name, we pray. So the passage that I would like to share from is taken from Proverbs 1, from verses 1 to 7. I'm reading from NASB. You can also see that on the screen. If you see it a bit on the far back, you can move forward if you wish to. So let's start from verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to discern the sayings of understanding, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the naive, to the youth, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. To understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and the riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. So as you can see on the screen here, I highlight verse 7, the fear of the Lord. So what is fear of God? By the way, Max also shared about this topic last Saturday during CMP. Saturday is October 5th, so I would do encourage you to go check it out as well. When I learned that was a Saturday afternoon when the Max spoke also about the same topic, maybe from different passage, I was just wondering if I should maybe share a different topic today. But I felt that God has put this topic in my heart for some time already, so I decided to just go ahead and share the same topic anyway. Maybe the angle of perspective is slightly different. So what is the fear of God? So let's have a look at this definition. By the way, I wrote this definition just in case you Google, you cannot find it. You know? So I define the fear of God as the absolute utmost sense of reverence and awe reserved only for the Almighty God. Now, the fear of God here doesn't refer to the occasional feeling. Let's say you may feel distress, horror even, terror, phobia of mosquitoes, etc. You know, I often pray to God for God to put the fear of God in my heart. Why so? If I can be quite honest, simply because I do not trust the desires of my own flesh. I don't trust my flesh. I need the fear of God to help me walk the narrow path on a daily basis. So some of you may think, though, that, okay, you may need a fear of God, but I don't need a fear of God. I don't have any major struggle in my life. I'm all buttoned down, I'm all good, and the only struggle I have is, you know, how to say no to those double cheeseburgers, like once a week. Now, may I submit to you, though, even though if your only major struggle in life to say no to double cheeseburger, you would still do well having the fear of God in your heart. Why so? So let's have a look at what Moses wrote in Deuteronomy, which is on the next slide. Okay, I don't know if you can see from the back, but let me just... So this is what Moses wrote, okay, from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 to 13. Now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the Lord's commandments and His statutes, which I am commanding you today for your own good, for your good. So to me, it sounds like a command from God. Of course, written by Moses, but it sounds like a command from God. Now, if it is command, there's always one good reason behind it. And that usually is for our own good. That's what it says here in verse 13. Shall we take a closer look into what the Bible says about fear of God in other passages? Since we're on the book of Deuteronomy, so I continue on the same book as well, and that's taken from chapter 5, verse 29. It says here, "Oh, that their hearts would be inclined to fear me and to keep my commands always, so that it might go well with them and their children forever." Now, if you remember, Deuteronomy chapter 5 is where you find the Ten Commandments. So, moving down from earlier verses, now we're verse 29. This is where part of God's message to Moses, right after Moses had shared God's Ten Commandments to the people of Israel. So, as there's a promise here, fear God so that it might go well with us and our children. I like that. I don't know about you. Next slide. Now we move on to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. It says here, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body." If we succumb to evil desires of our flesh, there are consequences, including effects to our body. So here we are advised to fear God and turn away from evil. So still on the book of Proverbs, if we go on to chapter 10, verse 27, it says here, "The fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked will be shortened." The fear of the Lord prolongs life. I like that. I don't know about you. That's the promise here as well. It prolongs life. Still on Proverbs, if you look at chapter 9, it's one of my favorite passages out of Proverbs. I take this from NLT version. I'll explain to you why shortly. So chapter 9, verse 10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom." The NSB says beginning wisdom. I like the NLT translation of it. It is a foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. So fear of the Lord, if you want wisdom in your life, you want fear of the Lord in your heart, because it says it is a foundation of wisdom. And knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. Good judgment in this case means godly discernment. Oftentimes, we have a major decision to make in our lives about work, our family, our children. We do need wisdom to guide us. We do need godly discernment to help us to take the right decision. How about the next slide here? This is taken from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4. "The reward of humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life." Here is again another emphasis on the fear of the Lord. Shall we now have a look at maybe what King David wrote? And this from the Psalm, the book of Psalm, chapter 19, verse 9. "The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous." King David also went on to write on the book of Psalm, chapter 34, verses 7 to 11. He wrote, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and rescues them. Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints. For those who fear Him, there is no want. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in any want of any good things. Shall not be in want of any good thing. Come, your children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. We continue on again on the Psalm, the book of Psalm as well. Chapter 103, verse 11. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. Again, there's constant emphasis about the fear of the Lord. I'm only covering just a few passages in different parts of the Bible. There's a lot more. There's over 300 passages, by the way, linking the fear of the Lord with God. Now, I do have a special bonus just for the single man today. Whether single man in the room or single man listening in, there's a special bonus for you. In Proverbs, it says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but the woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. You're welcome. You can buy me coffee anytime now. So that's the tip for you to look for your spouse, right? Or dating spouse. By the way, I think that principle applies to single women looking for men as well. You want to have to look for a man who has a fear of the Lord in his heart. Now, if he doesn't have the fear of the Lord in his heart, he has fear of something else, you know. And we want him to anchor that fear of God in his heart above all else. Now, what does it bring us to? Again, due to time constraint, I'm not able to share all the passages about the fear of the Lord. But King Solomon, you know, as we all well known, he received the gift of wisdom from God. And towards the end of his life, this is what he wrote. And this is taken from the book of Ecclesiastes. The whole book is quite a difficult book for me to read, quite honestly. It's a lot about his struggle, his bitterness, and his regrets. But at the very last chapter, chapter 12, and the last two verses of the last chapter, chapter 12, verses 13 and 14, this is what he wrote. Now all has been heard. Here is a conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. God will judge us for everything we do, including every secret thing, whether good or bad. So this is a wise counsel from a wise man, Solomon, King Solomon. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of men. Yeah. So that is the message I want to share with you today, which is about the fear of God and why we need fear of God in our hearts, and why, speaking for myself, I pray that message for myself every single day. I pray the message that pray for my son every day. In my case, simply, the reason is very obvious. As I mentioned before, I do not trust my flesh, or I do not trust the desires of my flesh. Father God, thank you for this time that we're able to come together in EMP. Thank you for this word that you put in my heart about fear of God. I pray, Father God, that with this little sharing, that it expresses your message to SP and our community at large. And Father God, we pray, Lord, for those who seek after you, will always have that fear of God, and that you, for the fear of God is foundation of wisdom and godly discernment. I pray, Father God, that those who pray this prayer, that you dwell in him and dwell in us and show to us how deep and how wide and how broad is our love for those who have fear of God in our hearts. We pray and ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's our confession, Lord, that we are weak, so very weak, but you are strong. And though we've nothing, Lord, to lay at your feet, we come to your feet and say, help us along. It's our confession, Lord, that we are weak, so very weak, but you are strong. And though we've nothing, Lord, to lay at your feet, we come to your feet and say, help us along. A broken heart and a contrite spirit, you have yet to deny. Heart of mercy beats with love's strong current. Let the river flow by your spirit now, Lord, we cry. Let your mercies fall from heaven. Sweet mercies flow from heaven. New mercies for today. Shower them down, Lord, as we pray. Let your mercies fall from heaven. Sweet mercies flow from heaven. New mercies for today. Shower them down, Lord, as we pray. It's our confession, Lord, that we are weak, so very weak, but you are strong. And though we've nothing, Lord, to lay at your feet, we come to your feet and say, help us along. A broken heart and a contrite spirit, you have yet to deny. Your heart of mercy beats with love's strong current. Let the river flow by your spirit now, Lord, we cry. Let your mercies fall from heaven. Sweet mercies flow from heaven. New mercies for today. Shower them down, Lord, as we pray. Let your mercies fall from heaven. Sweet mercies flow from heaven. New mercies for today. Shower them down, Lord, as we pray. Let your mercies fall from heaven. Sweet mercies flow from heaven. New mercies for today. Shower them down, Lord. Shower them down, Lord. Let your mercies fall from heaven. Sweet mercies flow from heaven. New mercies for today. Shower them down, Lord, as we pray. Won't you shower them down, Lord? Shower them down, Lord, as we pray. Let your mercies fall from heaven. Sweet mercies flow from heaven. New mercies for today. Shower them down, Lord, as we pray. Let your mercies fall from heaven. Sweet mercies flow from heaven. New mercies for today. Shower them down, Lord, as we pray.
Thank you, June. That was beautiful. Shall we move now to the time of community prayer? So let's pray for members of community who are suffering from cancer and different infirmities. And we continue to pray for those still suffering from different illnesses, as well as those who need to pray for salvation as well. Yeah, continue on the list as well to pray for members of community, as well extended community, for those who are still contending for breakthrough in different, suffering from different infirmities. Lift up our brothers and sisters who are currently looking for a job. Just pray for a breakthrough in a search for new jobs for them. Switching now to praying for our focus on the mission, in particular praying for Pisofia. Pisofia, as you probably know, she's currently in Japan. She'll be returning later this week. There's a typhoon on the way to Japan as we speak. Pray for, not only for Pisofia, but pray for Japan as well in terms of safety, and pray for Cambodia, for Grace and Oasis House. Pray also for our mission council led by P. Sam. Pray for wisdom and discernment in terms of partnering with different mission organizations, in terms of the use of resources that God has given us to be a blessing to those organizations. Pray for our local outreach ministry, Igape, Homi, SB Lights, Freedom, Bridge, and Recreations. All these are important part of what we stand for SP in terms of reaching out, sharing the gospel with others, and being a blessing to others as well. Let's also lift up SB Fam, our foster and adoption ministry. Let's pray for all those precious, precious children. Pray for Cadence in terms of the wisdom to lead this particular ministry, in terms of directing this different, involving different SB families, being involved in this ministry for those precious children. Let's lift up different ministries, SB ministry meeting tonight, Friday night, the IP team, SB youth, and SBU. pray that they will have the amazing encounter with the Holy Spirit as they meet this evening. Let's pray for different house churches meeting on Friday. We have Elements, Go, McCain, McDaddy, McRobinson. Pray for a wonderful time of praise and worship as they meet together as a house church. Pray for unity amongst house church leaders and house church members as well. Pray a blessing to house church hosts hosting all these different meetings throughout Hong Kong. And of course, let's lift up Hong Kong as well. We are going through a pretty tumultuous time right now here in Hong Kong. Pray for the fear of God to come. Pray for the peace of God to come. Pray for the kingdom of God to come. And pray for the God's kingdom and God's will be done here in Hong Kong, here on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we give you all praise and all glory. We give you thanks for this time that we're able to come together as a community here in SB to come and lift up the name of our Lord Jesus, to come and worship the name of our Lord Jesus. Father God, as we prepare now to for the time or weekend ahead, Lord Jesus, I pray that it will keep everyone safe. In particular, I also want to pray for the safe return of Peace Sophia back to Hong Kong, and as our SB staff fly back to Hong Kong as well, pray for the journey in mercy. I pray, Father God, for a peaceful weekend here in Hong Kong as well. And for those of us who have to leave now to work, I speak a blessing over you. I speak of God's grace and God's favor over you. And may God bless and grant you favor. May God prosper the work of your hands. In Jesus' name we pray.